We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week messed around and got a triple-double. Freaking brothers every way like MJ.
I can't believe today was a good day. So this is a summertime jam.
Oh, yeah.
Little Ice Cube, The Predator.
I got my Ice Cube shirt on today.
Oh, you do it. Jack, did you see that or is this coincidence?
Coincidence.
Oh, really?
How about that?
Because there was a, you did Instagram a picture out, Mark's Reese WIP.
Got my O'Shea Jackson on today.
All right.
Ice Cube.
That's early Ice
that's
Cube.
That's Jerry Curl Ice Cube, man.
Yeah.
That's America KKK. Okay, let's not go down that road.
Yeah, it was a much different, it's a much different time for Ice Cube. He's morphed into a Disney dad, making the bucks like that.
Yeah. What is it called? Are We There Yet? Is that the name of the movie?
Ride Along, Are We There Yet?
Yeah.
You
that's
know.
What I was thinking of, Are We There Yet?
Yeah. He made a nice career for himself.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Ice Cube.
Oh, yeah.
But The Predator, for me, is Ice Cube's best work.
You like
The
Predator?
Album The Predator. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wicked was the, Today was a good day.
Yep.
Chickadee, check yourself before you wreck yourself. But the one that they played commercially wasn't the one that was on the album. The one on the album was with Dos Effects that was faster.
Mm-hmm.
It was a slower type, almost like 70s jam, the one that was put out with the videos and stuff. Well, that's when I actually listened to the new music.
Yeah. Ice Cube is, man. Love me some Ice Cube.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
love me some Ice Cube. Underrated.
And then Lethal Injection was the album after that,
mm-hmm.
which was good but not as good as the Predator. So
no,
there you go. All right, Jack Fritz is standing by, waiting with his top five at five. We'd love to take some phone calls here before we get out of here. 215-592-9494. We're live at the Farley Plaza. So I've had a lot of people that I've seen have reached out to me on social media that said, "Hey, I was just at the Farley Plaza. Where are you guys?" Well, because of the weather, we've been pushed inside,
mm-hmm.
so we're not actually in the public's view or for right. you for you to see us.
Right.
Because of the weather. Our sister station, WPHT, was inside the Farley Plaza before, but they were on the air, so we've been pushed to the boardroom of the South Jersey Transportation Authority. Ike looks like he should have a gavel.
There you go.
Right now.
Yeah. No, I'm ready to send you, lock you right on up.
You do. Like, all right, you know what? You're lying.
Yep, you're lying. Nope. 30 days.
So would you be more of a Judge Joe Brown, a Judge Wapner, or a Judge Mathis if you were
I'm probably more of a Judge Mathis. I'm probably more of a Judge Mathis.
Judge Joe Brown was too serious.
Yeah.
And then you get drunk and
Judge Joe Brown didn't end very well for Judge Joe Brown, yeah. Did not. The later years, yeah. Did not, yeah. He didn't and actually the funny thing, I think Judge Mathis is about to do a reality show. Yeah, he's doing a reality show.
Is he still – that's still not still on Judge Mathis, is
no,
it?
No. I think he's about to do a family, like, reality TV show.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yes, I like Judge Mathis a lot.
It's like Keeping Up with the Mathises or something.
Is that right?
I don't know if that's what it's called, but that's basically what it is.
Judge Mathis is still on.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, the reruns. Oh, yeah.
23rd season. No, new episodes. 23rd season.
Oh, okay.
Today's was the plaintiff says that after she bought a car from the defendant, she had it illegally repossessed and slashed her tires.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out on Judge Mathis. I'm out.
Yeah.
I had my run of court TV. That's when Judge Judy was at the top of my list.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. I can't stomach Judge Judy.
Oh, I love Judge Judy.
She's so mean to the people.
Yeah, it's my light.
I guess you have to do that to keep it interesting.
Do I have stupid written on my forehead? Yeah, that's Judge Judy, man.
when she grew the hair long, it also was a little weird.
Yeah, now she's doing a ponytail, which I'm definitely out on.
Does she have a ponytail now?
I think so.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go. Somewhere Doug Llewellyn is listening.
Yep.
All right, before we get back to the phones, and today's show is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, because Memorial Day weekend is here, and Free Toll Friday, Ike, we talked about it. It's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get to the Egg Harbor Toll Plaza between 5 and 6, Pete is going to pay your toll from Chickies and Pete's. Pete Scirocchi.
Yes, sir.
So just get down there right now. Pete actually pays for it. All right? All right, let's get to the top 5 of 5. Jack, what do you got?
So what I decided to do today, with it being Memorial Day, and unfortunately, you know, we've never had the ability to do a full WIP barbecue. Like, we've never all gotten together at someone's house and had a full-on, you know, day of it, a cookout. So I decided to picture what a WIP barbecue would look like with some of our favorite personalities, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Number 5, start simple, started on the show. Ike Reese is obviously on the grill. I don't think there's anyone here at the station I would rather trust with the most important part of the cooking or of the cookout than Ike on the grill.
You're putting me on the grill.
Yeah, listen, you played in NFC Championship games, didn't go well, but you've played in pressure-packed situations more than anyone there. That's a pressure-filled role. Yeah. I trust you, man.
Yeah, I was going to say that puts a lot of pressure on me to have to actually make meat that everybody likes.
Pause.
Ooh, that boy almost got a 10-incher.
Well, and you are experienced to where I recognize that I can do burgers and dogs and things like that, but as far as doing ribs and chicken,
yeah,
I fail. I can cook steaks too, but you know, the things that the real grilling I struggle with.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, you may have to go to the great Ben Hill.
Yeah. Is he a master griller?
Yeah, he's a master griller.
So also, Tyer Hood, who is our engineer and producer today, he put his arms up in the air because
offended that he didn't get named as the grill master.
If you look at his Instagram, he has don't you do slow cooking and things like that? You're like Black Gritty, where you're doing all day event things.
The smoker.
Oh.
You can roll the smoker out. Oh, we may have to bring in Big Rube to cook for us.
Ah. We could do that as
well. Big Rube.
Yep.
Certainly would be better than what I'm cooking.
All right.
He's a professional cook.
He's a pro. Yeah. Yes. All right, Ike Reese is at the grill, Jack.
I'll take it.
The fourth thing I picture happening at a barbecue full of WIP personalities is Angelo inside watching something on TV.
not mingling with everybody and socializing. Just inside
watching whatever's
TV.
On the – whether it's sports or something on HBO, you know, daytime TV. I envision
We'll put the Phillies on for him. Yeah, we'll put the Phillies on for him.
Yeah, Rhea fixes him a plate and brings it inside.
No doubt about that.
We lucked out. Phil's play at 7 on Sunday. So, you know, you can have the whole day where you're undistracted from family and friends.
Oh, they got the Sunday night game?
Yeah.
We lucked out, Ike. Awesome.
Yeah, you got the
ESPN. Well, I lucked out. At family parties, I usually just sit down and watch the Phillies and don't talk to anyone. So,
no, I agree. It'll be nice to watch the first couple innings before I inevitably fall asleep.
Well, just don't get sunburned, all right? Don't make sure it's before 11 a.m. you fall asleep.
Well, maybe I won't be drinking. I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
The third thing I picture at a WIP personality-driven cookout is Johnny Lawn Games Marks. I just see you all over the lawn.
Oh, the lawn.
Yeah,
games.
Big lawn game guy. Badminton, I see that. I see some cornhole. Yeah. Like, you seem like a big lawn game guy.
Washers. Throw the washers. We got to throw the
horseshoes.
Yeah. Well, nobody really throws horseshoes anymore, Jack. They use washers now.
Yeah, with the sand, the sand pit. Yeah.
Well, the washers is with the box.
Yes.
Right? The rings, the little circle rings
yes.
that you throw in.
Yeah, it's like.
Maybe that's only in my neighborhood. Maybe they are still throwing horseshoes around.
No one's throwing horseshoes in my neighborhood. No, there's no sand pits or whatever.
Right.
No, you're doing something that's like horseshoes, except it's a much easier way to maintain it.
Now, yes.
But to your point, Jack, I have the bounce house ready to go. I have the bounce water slide ready to go.
It's not the kids' barbecue. It's our barbecue, the adults.
Well, I'm just saying with me, that's what I would have out. I would have a water slide. I'd have a bounce house. And then I would have the adult games. I do have a I do have the cornhole.
Okay.
A personalized cornhole that my wife got for me for some birthday or something, and I don't even really like cornhole.
What about a volleyball net?
I don't have a volleyball net. I do have a badminton net.
There you go.
I do have can jam.
I nailed this. You really are Johnny Long Game.
You do know that we can play volleyball on the badminton net.
Yeah, no, I know, but it's not as – yes, you can play backyard volleyball. I don't have a volleyball, though.
There you go.
Can you bring the volleyball?
I will bring it. I have two of them.
All right, Johnny Balls. Johnny Backyard Games.
Johnny Long Game.
No, and my backyard's just big enough to where you can kind of stack each game one after another after another. So there's plenty of room
space.
To do it. Yeah.
Oh, that's your big backyard, huh?
It's not bad.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's good for the development, my backyard.
Yep.
All right. The second thing I picture at a WIP cookout is Elliot in a colorful shirt wearing drinking a fruity drink asking people if they're having a good time.
I think he'd be concerned about everybody, huh?
Would he wear the shirt he wore to Miami?
For sure.
Oh, no
for
doubt.
Sure.
The shirt?
No doubt.
Yeah, he's got a little buzz going. He keeps asking, you having a good time? You know, I just see Elliot be very talkative as the Ike juice continues to flow.
Yeah.
Well, he's talkative without the Ike juice.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I guess I could see that.
James Seltzer with a couple of Ike juices is very talkative.
Well, that's not surprising. Very high-pitched, too.
Yeah, we've done the WIP fantasy drafts. And, yes, James normally has one or two during the draft. And
feeling good.
He's normally talking the entire draft.
Yep.
Yes. When you make your pick, he's got to let you know exactly what he thinks about it.
Does he handicap the pick, too?
Well, it's his opinion, good pick, bad pick. But it's not like his opinion. It's like it has to be fact that it's a terrible pick.
So it's a Mel Kiper type thing.
Yes.
Man, that's 2 days in a row that you're taking shots at your podcast partner, though,
Well, I take shots at literally everyone here, so we're just adding Seltzer to the mix.
I've noticed. All right, number one, Jack.
And the number one thing I picture at a WIP personality cookout is, is Jonah Cameron in the pool with floaties on and waving the little noodle, thing around?
Yep, definitely can see that. What type of swim trunks would he have on?
Tight ones.
Speedos, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, there's no doubt he would have Speedos on. No doubt.
Whatever he would have on wouldn't look good.
He said, like, the only swimming he can do is, like, the doggy paddle. I don't think he knows how to swim.
Yeah, I can see that in there with, you know, paddling his legs, his feet, and the hands like a little doggy. I can see it. And with the floaters on. Like, literally with everything that you would wear at a pool as if you were a little kid, the eye goggles and everything. Like I could see the little thing that helps you breathe on the water that he has to wear just to stick his head under the water and keep the part hanging out. Yeah, that's Joe with everything. Just like he wears that baseball uniform. He has to put that on with the cleats and
everything. Yeah, he's going to put the whole uniform
when
on.
He goes to the pool, there's a rubber duck wrapped around him, inflated. Yep, all of that.
Around his waist.
Yep, around his waist. No doubt about that. Speedos. Yep. Yep, no doubt about it.
Well,
no doubt about
it. I still can't get over Angelo, who would have a half-eaten burger and a little bit of macaroni salad left over and like a potato chip or two left on the plate. And he's like, Rhea! Yelling for Rhea. Rhea comes in. What do you want, Angelo? And he gets him another Diet Coke or something.
Yeah. We would definitely leave him in the house, too. Like literally nobody go check on him. Just leave him in there.
Well, he'd be out by 6:30. Like he's not saying
6:30. What time's it start?
You're right. Maybe 5:30.
Right. If it starts at 3, he's out by 5:30. Easy. And you would do the check in just to make sure that you're being, like, hey, Ange, what's up?
See
talk to him for a couple
minutes. See if Ange needs something in there.
Right. Yeah. And then you're out.
Yeah.
What would Rod Lakin be doing? Our program director. Yeah. I think he'd be drinking a couple of brews.
Oh, for sure.
Rod.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can't picture him really, yet. You know, we're still kind of getting to know him. But I can see him hovering around the grill, like one of those kind of chatters around the grill with the beer in his hand. You know, that seems like he seems like a suburban dad. So that seems like something I would think he would.
Yeah, Rock can put him back, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Hovering around the keg, if there was a keg.
talking about college.
I can completely see him and Elliot hanging together. Yep. Then I'd mosey over there, too. But, yeah, I can see those two hanging out. Sipping, drinking.
Without a doubt.
Where's Joe G at? Joe G doesn't come to the barbecue because he doesn't eat meat.
Right.
So, no, he's there.
Is he bringing that vegan stuff to the barbecue?
He's bringing a vegan side dish.
He's bringing his own food.
Right.
Yeah, he's that dude in damn Tupperware.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's got his own food, and then he's drinking some disgusting IPA him and Jack are enjoying because they're
And then Tucker's IPA. Bringing milk.
Yeah.
Oh, just no doubt he's eating. Tucker is taking the hot dogs, chopping them up, putting them in his baked beans.
Yeah. He's like a little kid.
Beans and what is it called? Beanie and Weenies? I think that's what it used to be called.
What? Yeah, Beanies and Weenies or there's another name for it that I'm thinking of. I can't think of it. Anyway, but by the way, I'll volunteer my house for this if we want to do it. I'll have a WIP barbecue at my house.
That's Seems a like a hike.
Yeah, Ike's not going to come because it's
a long way away, brother.
It's like going to the Poconos. But if people want to come, I even have wiffle ball. I forgot about wiffle ball. I'd set up in the backyard.
Play some wiffle ball. Yeah. Jay, that's what Jack wants to play.
Oh, wiffle ball's elite for those guys.
Yeah, they're trying to strike everybody out.
Oh, I would strike Jack out.
Probably. Wiffle ball's a tough little sport.
I change speeds. I don't have a third pitch. I'm like a bullpen guy. Just fastball and change up.
I don't know. I saw you throw out that first pitch down in the Clearwater. I take back my statement.
I was throwing it to a fanatic who was supposed to be catching both of our pitches. And it was the fanatic.
Yes.
So I'm not telling you I'd look like A.J. Brown throwing the baseball, but I certainly wouldn't look like Jody. Well, actually, Jody Cameron throws a good baseball, too. Mm-hmm. Guide to door and window. Buy any window or door, you'll get the second at 50% off, plus interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Call Guide to Door and Window today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. I hear, Ike, the gal from Percocet has a birthday tomorrow. Gail, happy early birthday. How are you?
I'm really good, and I'm hoping to get some Ike juice to get started for the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Guys, I'm on my way down the shore, and I think I'm still in Philly, so because I live up in the suburbs, so I'm probably not going to get the free toll, but I will probably get some Chickie and Pete sometime this weekend.
Right.
I have to say that I knew that Joe DiCamera was going to be the number one on the top five at five, and I was laughing thinking about him with a little rubber tube around him, and I was really calling. I'm a longtime listener, first time caller. Love you guys. And
in terms of
Aaron Nola last night, I wanted him to pitch the whole game because I feel so bad for him. I mean, I know he started out kind of iffy other than the opening day, but it seemed like every time Aaron Nola should get a win, the bullpen would come in and screw it up. Yeah. Or they wouldn't give him any run support. So I was glad that Girardi left him in last night, and I'm really grateful that he finally got a win from opening day. I mean, that's just ridiculous. What do you think?
No, I agree with you. And I think, you know, Joe Girardi right there is trying to trust his player, right? Obviously, Nola wanted to go back out there and see if he can finish the game. And then Joe Girardi probably told him, like, listen, if I get any trouble, we're going to get you out of there. And so I don't think Aaron Nola was upset that he was pulled. And I think Joe Girardi may have earned some points with his players because there's still this thing that I'm not certain if the players – I'm not saying there's a complete mutiny in the clubhouse, but
– do they feel like Joe has his back,
right,
have all their backs?
Exactly, or does he know what the hell he's doing?
Well,
and so from that standpoint, I think he may have earned a couple points with his players there yesterday – the way that he did allow Nola to go back out there.
I just think, I mean, I feel like he had to, because if Nola would have come out in the seventh or whatever, and then whoever went in there blew that game again, I think there really would have been mutiny on the Bounty. I mean, I just can't imagine what that would have been like. And I'm watching this, and I was in my mind begging him to please leave him out there, because if he screwed it up himself, you know, then it is what it is. And of course he did let in the one run, or the one hit, but I'm just glad that he waited. I'm glad that he put in the best player to handle those last couple outs. Mm-hmm. Although I'm not real confident in his ability either.
Me neither.
I don't know, but
me neither, Gail. And that's what we were talking about. At least like when you know you have a closer, and maybe Knebel can be that guy, but he's been shaky.
Yeah.
Everybody's been shaky. Gail, have a great birthday. Happy birthday, and enjoy the weekend down the shore.
Thank you so much. Great talking to you guys. Have a good one.
Good talking to you, Gail.
But you know what, though? There's a balancing act there that Joe Girardi has to perform. That's Knebel's job.
Yep.
And I know it wasn't a closing situation, so you can kind of get away with it, but You know, I don't. Does Knebel want to come in and not have to pitch? I mean, he didn't come in from the top of the inning. He has to come in after there's always a runner on base. So you put him in a little bit of a difficult position as opposed to letting him start the ninth inning. But again, it's not a closed situation.
But they needed that damn win.
Yes, they needed the win. Yeah, yes.
They needed that win.
So, and I think that's why Girardi probably said, listen, you're not going to get much of a leash here. Like, if you give up a hit, I'm going to have to get you out of there.
Yeah, Knebel was – he was slowly starting to warm up as the top of the ninth was going on. So, it definitely was like he's not coming out for the bottom of the ninth right away just based on what he was doing.
Right.
Because you don't want to get him up and have him throw too many pitches, then you don't lose him. Mm-hmm. Or use him, because Joe maybe wouldn't use him after that.
Of course. You know, that would have counted as a day.
It's unbelievable.
It would have counted.
So Alvarado officially optioned Jack Fritz, is that correct?
Yes. Yep, sent down to AAA.
Man.
You don't sound so happy, Jack.
Well, I mean, this is supposed to be one of your reliable relievers.
I can't take him anymore.
He's like, yep, sent down to AAA.
I'm actually surprised they didn't just outright release Norwood, but I guess they still believe in him because they could have just done that. Like, Norwood didn't have any options left. Okay. So I guess he's still here.
Why, though?
Oh, I have no idea.
His ERA's 8. Has he ever been good in the majors? Right? He was a waiver wire pickup, wasn't he?
Yeah. No, they got him off waivers. So he's never really – he's shown some flashes this year, but he's also had, like, just absolute meltdowns. So it seems like a weird decision to make.
All right. Jeff checks in on DM and says John Ritchie would be sitting by the fire pit playing ballads on the guitar and singing.
Yes,
he would.
Yeah, we'd have live music.
What would he be playing?
Joe G checked in. He's right. He would be there with black bean burgers. That's what he would have.
And IPAs.
Yeah,
IPAs.
Cook them himself. Like, you know how to grill black bean burgers?
Not know how to grill black bean burgers.
Just like a regular burger. Okay. I've had people come over for barbecues that don't eat meat that have brought their own black bean burgers. And I've cooked it on the grill. I will make sure I clean off a portion of the grill, make sure there's no cross-contamination with meat. And you cook it just like you normally would.
Huh.
Yep.
Yeah, I would say don't bring that to my house, unless you cook it first.
Eat macaroni salad or
something. Yeah, something. And you definitely wouldn't be coming to my house grilling.
No. He wouldn't bump you aside.
No, there's no way I would allow somebody to come to my house and get on my grill.
Right.
That does not happen.
2155. No. And you don't try to do that. No. You don't
try. Am I right, Ty? Yeah, you don't let a man get on your grill now.
Well,
unless you're not a griller.
My cousin
I do know people who don't mind people coming over. Yeah, go ahead and grill.
No, you don't take over a man's grill. Yeah. My cousin is, she can't have wheat products. She has celiac, so she'll bring over specific stuff to wear, whatever. So.
That happens once, and then I don't give you an invite again.
You just get written off?
Yes. You don't get invited back.
You can't have food allergy, people. 215-592-9494.
Hey, don't come here talking about you don't eat pork either.
You eat pork?
Of course I do.
Hey, why is it my wife always doesn't want to eat pork? She's like, I don't really like pork.
Renee tries to fake like she doesn't eat pork either.
But then she
does. Jill doesn't like pork either.
Well, it's certain things she won't eat a pork, but you throw some damn bacon out there, she's going to eat that.
Right.
Yeah.
No, because it's ribs. Because she's always like,
she won't eat ribs.
Well, so get beef ribs. And I'm like, it's almost impossible to get beef. You almost have to order it from the grocery store specifically. And there's only certain times you'll even see it. No, they're pork ribs. That's what you get. Well, I don't like pork. Okay, then don't eat. Just say you don't eat like ribs. Don't say you don't like pork. You're right. See, bacon, anytime you put bacon. Jack, do you like your bacon well done or medium rare?
Oh, well done.
Well done.
Crispier the better.
I figured.
Ah, there you go.
The less taste, the better was what you're saying.
Oh, that's not that. That's not true.
Now, do you ever do like bacon cheeseburgers if you're doing...
On the grill?
Yeah, because I have the flat. I have the regular grill, and
then
I have the flat top.
You got the Watcha Macaulay. Yeah, you got the flat top. I don't have that. Yeah.
I have the – it's not a Blackstone. It's what is it? The Blue Rhino or whatever it is. Yeah. I have the Blackstone.
You got a fancy grill.
I do. And my
two Webers.
My regular grill, I almost don't want to use it this year because it's old. I need to toss it, and I need to get a new one.
Oh, man. So, no, I don't toss those bad boys.
No?
We almost have to be damn near dead before I toss my grills. I mean, literally, the kids have to complain, and Renee. There's rust on the grill. It's not rust. It just hasn't been cleaned yet.
Right. Yeah. No, this thing's in – it's getting to be in bad shape.
I can still use this grill.
All right, your phone calls on everything we've discussed today. Phil's Eagles, your favorite Sure Things. Marks and Reese text line. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Chickens and Pete's. We're in the middle of it right now, Ike Reese.
Mm-hmm.
Free Toll Friday. Pete's paying your toll at the Egg Harbor Toll Plaza until 6 o'clock. If you're headed down the shore, get in there. Marks and Reese, we're back right after this. Don't go anywhere. All right, Marks and Reese, we are back. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Get through that Egg Harbor Toll Plaza by 6 o'clock. Pete pays for it. And also, you know, Chickies and Pete's best in-game experience. For the game, during the game, post-game, victory, celebration, chickiesandpete's.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
For everything you need right there. Happy Memorial Day weekend to everybody. As people are headed down the shore, or, I mean, for people with pools, has the pool already been opened? Because it was really hot last weekend.
Yeah.
Probably,
yes,
right?
For some people, yeah. I would imagine last weekend people would have wanted their pools open. You know what? I don't have a pool, so don't you got to do, like, the cleaning and all that stuff?
Yeah, I mean,
so,
or yeah, you got to pay somebody to do all that.
Yeah, so, well, I say that to say, unless people were preparing for last week to open their pools, most people probably were preparing for this weekend
right
to open up the pools. So either way, they're probably open this week. Could have been open last week. I know a few of my neighborhood had theirs ready to go, but you know, I'm not a big pool guy.
No
I
would love to have a friend that had a pool.
Yeah I got a few of them.
Yeah, there's a neighbor, a couple.
Yes,
I can see the pool from our backyard, but
yes,
you know, we've never, I don't even know who lives there or whatever. But
a lot of them in my development, man.
Yeah?
I'm like, yeah, what the hell would I get a pool for? All you guys have pools. Yeah, everybody in here has a pool. We got to be able to go to somebody's house. If everybody has a pool in here, then nobody
What's
wants to go visit
yeah.
at somebody else's house. Meanwhile, I'm the one without the pool, and I'm like, yeah, who's throwing a pool party this week?
Yeah. You need people with boats like that aren't you. You need people with pools so you can go on the boat, go on the
yes.
pool when you want to. You need people with shore houses or
Man.
Whatever so you can go visit them.
We got it all locked down.
There you go. You don't need to have anything.
You got it all locked down.
Jack, do you have a pool in Westchester?
No. Neither Jill or my parents have a pool, so yeah, we strike out in that category.
Not swimmers.
No, definitely not.
You were not a swimmer in high school in addition to baseball, no?
No, I'm not built for pools.
All right.
And pools are probably best when you have little kids.
Because
it gives them something to do. I know the danger of having a pool, which is actually why we didn't get a pool.
Right.
But you would Renee was afraid to get a pool when the kids were little because of accidents that happens.
As is my wife, we would never get it
right.
because of that exact reason.
Yeah.
You would probably get the most use of it. With
oh,
the
yeah.
kids, because they want to be out there.
They want to be out there, for sure.
There
yeah, I don't want to be out there in the damn water.
Well, I mean, I would like
it. Nice. It looks nice, but I'm not going out swimming all day.
There's maintenance to it that is a monthly maintenance mm-hmm. that you have to worry about and mm-hmm. whatever else. And I guess if I was rich, I would. No, I still wouldn't do it. No, I would rather. I'd rather be down the shore than have.
Oh, that's the other thing. Does that take away from the? You want people wanting to go down to the shore, right? If you got a pool.
Yeah. You can't have a shore house and a pool, I don't think, right?
Well, you could.
You could. I mean, you have to have a lot of money to do that. It seems like a little bit excessive. All right, Chuck from Mount Airy.
Mm-hmm.
What would Chuck be doing at the barbecue if we invited him to the
WIP Chuck's on
barbecue?
The grill. He's on the grill.
He's a grill master. Chuck, what's your role at a barbecue, man? What's up?
I'm a grill master, man.
Yeah.
All right, what are you cooking?
I'm cooking pork ribs. You know what I mean? Baby backing them joints up.
Ooh, yes, sir.
Sauce on them. I mean, I put them back on the grill so the sauce can stick to the ribs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm cooking all types of, you know, burgers, homemade burgers, the onions chopped up in them and the green peppers, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? With a little mm-hmm. bit of Worcestershire sauce or whatever you call it, mm-hmm. A1 sauce, a little bit mixed in them. Yeah, I'm doing my thing on the grill.
Yeah, and see, you notice he said homemade burgers. That means he's not doing frozen patties.
I agree.
Nah.
Yes. Yeah, so no that's what he said. I know what you're saying, big dog. I know it.
We don't do no frozen pack burgers. Listen, I'm coming to the barbecue, man. I need a cooler full of beers. All ice cold beers filled up to the top while I'm on the grill. We're going to have a good time.
You're going to be sweating those beers out, huh?
I kind of imagine you drinking that Henny. I thought you were going to be on that brown.
That's after the grill is done.
Oh, okay, that's what I figured. I figured that. Yeah, that's what I thought. There you go.
You don't need him drinking Henny early in the day.
I'm not doing no Henny, though. I don't do no Henny.
I do Jack.
I do Jack. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's what I do.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, listen. That guy, Jack Fritch. Jack Fritch got me so heated last night. Jack Fritch is a stone cold moronic. I'm telling you, man, this guy
dope.
He is crazy, man. He is a millennial for real. Listen, Jack, let me tell you something about Allen Iverson, right? Allen Iverson was good coming out of college, buddy. Allen Iverson came out of the draft with Kobe Bryant, Shareef Abdul-Rahim, Stephon Marbury,
Marcus Camby.
In the draft. He was good from the get-go, buddy. He won Rookie of the Year. He won MVP and had the campaign for none of his awards. You know what I mean? Let's get that straight, because they knew he was the best.
That's true.
And I don't want to hear this garbage about, oh, yeah, they don't like Embiid. That's why they haven't given him MVP. Listen, David Stern couldn't stand Allen Iverson, but they couldn't deny giving him MVP that year because he's the best player in the planet. He was a rock star. This guy was more popular in China than Yao Ming was. So don't give me no Joel Embiid as far as basketball players. He ain't nowhere near Allen Iverson's stratosphere. I'm sorry. Every time we thought, listen, you thought coming into the series, right, you too, right?
Uh-huh.
You thought that we didn't have a chance to even beat Toronto. You know what I mean? Who does that? If Joel Embiid is that good, just think about that, right? If Joel Embiid is that good, why would you question us beating Toronto?
Toronto, right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, come on. Every year we question about getting out the second round, but this guy's supposed to be good. Joel Embiid ain't nobody more than Al Jefferson souped up.
Come on now, Chuck. Al Jefferson, come on,
man. That's all he is, man. I'm telling you, I don't see the hype behind this guy, man. He's Al Jefferson souped up. He can shoot a three. And he can make free throws. He's Al Jefferson to me, though. I'll tell you.
Al Jefferson had no athleticism. None.
Hey, listen. AI had this place jumping in June. Until Joel has never done that. And every time we went into a playoff series, if we had Allen Iverson, we thought we could win that series. Even if we didn't, because the Sixers did him wrong, too. They didn't pick players around that they should have.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
So, I don't get this narrative that Joel Embiid is a better player than Allen Iverson. He ain't even more skilled than Allen Iverson. He's not more skilled than Allen Iverson, man. AI done things in that basketball court that Joel Embiid can only imagine. The only thing Joel Embiid's got over Allen Iverson is height. You don't have heart. You don't have determination. You have nothing.
But he is more skilled than Allen Iverson, Chuck. Even I have to admit that. I'm not saying he's a better player than Allen Iverson or anything like that. But, I mean, maybe he could be.
What makes him more skilled, Johnny Marks?
He's a better shooter. He's a better shooter.
Did he ever score 60? Have you ever scored 60?
He has not. No, Allen Iverson was a prolific scorer. Like, there's no doubt about it. Again, I'm not saying that he's reached the levels of Allen Iverson, but Allen Iverson was a slasher. His first step is what got – Allen Iverson was cooked in his early 30s.
And he
Chuck.
Took more shots
yes,
than Joel.
Volume scorer, game. Yes.
No, listen, here's the thing, right? Uh-huh. AI led the league in scoring when he went to Denver. People don't realize that. So he wasn't that cooked. When he went to Denver that first year, he led the league in scoring that year.
No.
Yeah, he did.
I had to check
that. Was 06, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now.
Check that.
All right, Chuck.
You might be right.
Kobe led the league in scoring that year.
Well, listen, go ahead.
Everybody have a good Memorial Day, man.
You too.
You too, brother.
Stay off the drugs, Jack Fritch. You're too young for it.
Well, there you go.
Right, there you go, Jack. Some advice for you. Say no to drugs.
Just say no.
Yep.
Did he lead the league in scoring with Denver?
No. I don't think so.
No, he didn't.
Kobe led the league in 05, 06, 06, 07. So Iverson led it in 04, 05, but he was still a Sixer.
He was still a six.
Right. So after he got traded in 06-07, he was averaging – he averaged 31 points? With Denver, he averaged 24. And then the following year, his first full year in Denver, he played in all 82 games and averaged 26.4 points. Mm-hmm. Actually shot a pretty decent shooting percentage.
Yeah, he wasn't done when he left here. I mean, those couple years he played with Melo and Kenyon Martin out there in Denver, that Denver team, I think they took the Lakers to the Western Conference Final.
Did they?
I think AI was on that team.
Had to be, right?
I think so.
Him, was it Chauncey?
Yeah, with Chauncey and those guys. Yeah, I think AI was on that team. I know Denver played.
I remember that.
The Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. Maybe AI wasn't there.
Yeah, it was 09, right?
I don't remember those Denver teams. They weren't, they weren't a terrible team, but no. I don't remember them being great teams.
No.
Or anything like that. All right, we'll finish up on the phones, including Charlie from Wilmington, who has seen the new Top Gun movie.
Oh.
I agree. He'll give his review after the text line, and the text line is sponsored by Bell Beverage, just off I-95 near the sports complex. Bell Beverage is Philly's choice for beer, soda, water, and more. Mm-hmm. For pregame or on the way to the shore, bellbeverage.com. Text line, Jack.
Text line.
We all know how much Sirianni loves being down the shore. Wonder how much he loves pinball. Mike in Birdsboro.
It really pops out and it grows.
I could see him liking pinball.
Well, I mean, it is something that you can compete at.
Yep, he likes competition. We know that.
He likes competition.
The NBA is stealing his competition bit. There's an NBA prospect that said that the team asked him to get into a staring contest. Sirianni's definitely stealing that, right?
And he loved it.
A staring contest? We used to do that, man, as teenagers.
Yeah, that's like a high school thing.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm out. I don't need to be trying to outlast you.
What type of competition is that?
I'm so out.
What's next? Thumb wars?
Thumb wrestling? What's Sirianni's role at a barbecue if Nick Sirianni came to the WIP barbecue?
Oh, kegs. Bringing the keg, for sure.
Yeah, he's bringing the keg.
He's operating the keg, right?
Oh,
sure,
yeah.
Give
him good pours.
Yeah.
Him and Doug. Doug is wearing one of his visors, and there's a lot of keg talk with Doug.
Who can crush more beers, do you think, Doug or Nick?
Ooh.
Nick.
Yeah, probably. Nick's younger.
Well, Nick will start competing with him, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, Doug probably used to crush a bunch of beers. Not anymore.
Yeah.
How chatty do you think Nick is after a few?
Chatty.
It's probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a good way.
Yeah, he's probably a good storyteller.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he probably has a lot of good stories to tell.
Oh, yeah. We'd love it. Allen Iverson, the year that they went to the Western Conference Finals, only played in 3 games.
Oh, but he was on the team.
He was on the team. I don't know. Did they trade him or did he retire? Or I don't remember why.
He went to what, Memphis and Detroit?
Yeah,
that?
Remember Melo got? They thought he was a bad influence on Melo.
Right.
Melo was a younger player. Melo had got in trouble, DUI or something.
Yeah, they traded him to Detroit. I think then he asked to be traded, and they sent him to Detroit.
I don't know. I know he didn't want to go to Detroit, though. Nobody gets asked to get traded there.
Not normally. All right, what's next?
Any weddings I can crash this weekend? Nick getting his toll paid by Pete.
Oh, you think Nicky C? Nicky's here. He's headed down to the shore this weekend?
Has to be.
Yeah.
Probably.
Was that when the wedding was last weekend or last year?
I thought it was in the summer.
Was it later on?
I think
on?
It was a little later, yeah.
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 Yeah, because I think they were on there. He wouldn't be headed down to the shore. He went down to the shore during their vacation time. So, like, after the June OTAs or mini camp, they get that 3 or 4 weeks off before training camp
and
starts.
And that's when he went.
I think that's when he was down. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Because that's when they really take vacation time.
He's still working.
Yes, he's still working right now.
No, he can maybe this weekend have a little bit more free time, but he can't take the whole weekend off to go down there. So, no, don't expect to see Sirianni. Maybe he goes. Maybe he does a day trip, Jack. Which is possible.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
What the hell is the shore? Never heard of it. Doc in L.A.
Yeah, Doc's not heading down to the shore.
No, you don't think he's at Avalon crushing beers on the beach?
Shuffling around?
No, he's at the, what is it? What's the L.A. beach out there? What is it?
Malibu?
Santa Monica?
Malibu, yeah. Santa Monica.
The pier?
That's the one. That's the pier, yeah.
Yeah, Santa Monica's
been
nice.
Been there, yeah. Yeah, it's...
Venice Beach is very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the same as the shore, yeah. To say the least.
Venice Beach?
Well, I meant Santa Monica, period.
Well, yeah, no, it's not.
It's a different type of...
So Santa Monica is... Santa Monica.
Do they have
Pier,
Mac and Manco?
They do not.
No, they don't.
No, but it's cool. But then you go to Venice Beach, and there's the guy with the you know, like, it's not a boardwalk, but it's, I guess it's kind of a boardwalk, but you just smell weed all over the place. And they have the Muscle Beach where the guys are working out, and they have all these guys that are doing different shows and tricks, and people are watching. Then you have the guy with the big cobra snake around his neck. Mm-hmm. And there's a rapper that did the Blue Blockers commercial way back in the day.
Remember
that's
him?
Out there. Ringing.
Remember him?
Blue Blockers, they match my hat.
Remind you of Monty G.
Yes, he is like Monty G.
He was like the West Coast version of Monty G.
Blue Blockers, they block the sun. I got to get me some.
Mm-hmm. Blue Blockers. I remember that. It's nursery rhyme raps.
Yeah,
I remember that.
He wasn't as deep as Tupac, but and he was on. I believe he was Venice Beach. That dude.
Yeah.
So he's still around.
Yep.
All right. What's next?
He's still
now,
around.
I'm pretty sure I can speak for the entire listening audience when I say we need to hear the story behind Ike sitting in front of a judge, and we want a detailed description. Tom from Abington.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Oh, I don't know. Hell, I could have been. That might have been for me fighting in school.
Could have been.
Yeah. I've been in front of a judge before, sure.
So have I.
Traffic tickets? Yes.
I had a, well, I, when I was, it was actually when I worked and lived in Dewey Beach, Delaware, the last weekend of the season, they started really cracking down on underagers or people that were using fake IDs, and I may have had a fake ID then.
Ooh,
next
boy.
Thing you know, I'm handcuffed to a bench in some kangaroo jurisdiction in Delaware.
Right.
And I had to go back down and appear in front of the judge.
Yeah.
That was probably the last time I was in front of a judge.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I've been in front of a judge since I left Michigan State.
That's a long time ago.
Yes, I don't think I've been in front of a judge.
I think that's expunged off your record, Ike. All right, Jack. How about you, Jack? Have you ever been in front of a judge?
No, but I have to go in front of one in August.
Huh?
Yeah, I ran a stop sign.
Oh,
oh you did?
Yeah.
Oh! All right, details.
Why you just didn't pay the fine and move on?
Because I need to get the points off my...
Oh, my God. So why is it August? It's freaking May.
Well, because I don't know. It got pushed back or whatever.
Really? So what's going to be you're going to throw yourself on the mercy of the court?
No, I'm just going to show up and hope the cop doesn't show up.
Well, no, he's going to, but what normally happens is they waive the points and you just pay the fine.
Yeah, no, yes. I already paid the fine. I just want to get the points off the card.
So where are you rolling through stop signs? Didn't you do it? You did a top five at five where you were saying
well,
you
yes,
go
you
through
are,
stop
yes,
signs.
Yes, you are a, yeah, you don't necessarily, what do they call it? The slow roll through the stop sign?
Yeah, I rolled a stop sign,
Yeah, rolled a stop
you
sign.
You rolled a stop sign or you
He said,
he said it was
aggressive driving. It was in a 25-mile-an-hour zone. I wasn't aggressively driving.
You know, this is amazing because you criticized me on the air saying I was too aggressive of a driver, and you're the one that's getting tickets. after you had a top five at five and you talked about rolling through stop signs,
I think the cop knew about that top five at five and made sure that it learned my lesson. I even tried – the Phillies are playing. I tried to turn the radio up and see if he wanted to talk about the Phillies. And then I could be like, yeah, I work at WIP. Yeah.
When was this?
April.
Oh, come on. How does this get mentioned now?
I know. I didn't know how to work it into the conversation, so I'm working it in now.
You know, one time I rolled a stop sign in when I lived in West Philly, and the cop pulled me over, and little did I know that my license was suspended because I apparently didn't pay some type of a traffic ticket years before. So you know what they did? And I was in my girlfriend's at the time, her Mustang.
Uh-oh.
Brand new Mustang, because she was away for Easter weekend, and I told her I'll pick you up at the airport. She lived in Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
So they jacked that thing up aggressively and towed it the hell away and took it to some yard.
Oh, they jacked the car?
Yep. Yeah, because if you don't have insurance, if you don't have registration, or you don't have a valid license, they just towed the car on the spot. So they towed her car, and I was the dude that was having to explain, like, sorry, we have to go on Monday and figure out. So then you got to go to court. It's a full-day thing to get a car back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen parking wars.
And that's what it was, man. That's about how efficient that day went. It was parking wars. Yeah, I've seen parking wars, too.
Yeah, man. Oh, we all have.
Yeah, it's awesome. Any more, Jack?
Who gives you less faith in a player or team? Jack's belief in the Phillies or OG Wade's belief in Jalen Hurts? Mark and Modco.
Jack.
Yeah, Jack's belief in the Phillies kind of gives you less faith.
Right. It's a good take.
Jack wants them to be good. I feel that it's not all smoke. I honestly believe that Wade has talked himself. He said it so many times. He believes what he's saying about Jalen Hurts.
I know what that's like.
Yep. You did it with another quarterback here for a few years. All right. Probably one more, Jack. What do we got?
Was that Chris Sims in the back of OG Wade's car trying to get out? Tim in Newark.
Text line.
Beating on the trunk, trying to get out of there.
It sounded
like he had somebody captive in his car.
It sounded like something. Wade's just smiling at him, pointing at him. You can't get out. There you go. That is the text line. All right, we got to talk to, before we get out of here, it was Charlie in Wilmington, Delaware. Charlie, you saw the new Top Gun movie.
Fellas, I've seen it twice. I'm going for the third time tomorrow.
Huh? So you must have liked it.
Loved it. It's absolutely, it's nostalgic because they tie in the original to this one. Yeah. And the action is just, the new cast led by Miles Teller is fantastic, and the new love interest of Jennifer Connelly's character, Penny Benjamin, was mentioned in the original.
Right.
My
buddy Ed saw it last night, and he told me they do a great job of bringing back the old and incorporating it into the new story, kind of like they did with Cobra Kai. That's like the best part of that show is they've been able to incorporate the characters from Karate Kid into the TV show. I actually want to see it, and I'm not a guy that sees movies, but I'm really interested to see it.
It is the absolute best film of the year, hands down. And every time I watch it, it gets better and better.
Ooh.
I haven't even released Thor yet.
Nope.
For the summer.
Thor doesn't hold a candle to this one. There's no way.
Is there any Kenny Loggins songs, updated Kenny Loggins songs in it or no?
Yeah, they definitely put it in a couple spots, and they start the beginning a little bit and a few points here and there. Like, it's on the soundtrack because they did put it in. It's just not as prominent as the original.
Right.
I could tell he was a big Top Gun fan in the 80s.
Gee, you think he'll get that way? Third time in 3 days.
Sort of breaking news.
Something tells me he liked the original.
Yeah, my goodness.
We were saying this the other day. I have to watch the original before I watch the new one, just because I don't remember the old. I mean, I watched the old one then, but I haven't watched it probably since then.
Yeah. You know, I just was never a big Top Gun guy. I get all the movie references from it. Right?
Sure.
Maverick and the whole thing. I get it. Watched it in the 80s or whatever it was, early 90s, 80s.
80s. Oh, no, that was like 86.
Yeah, 80s. But I've never had it's not a part of my DVD collection or any of that. So, you know, that's one of the Tom Cruise movies I did not.
Well, and it's not a.
I got all three Mission Impossibles.
Yeah, but not that.
Yeah,
it's also
Top Gun.
It's not. I can't tell you that I've seen it even semi-recently in the rotation on the on the channel.
It's not on TV a lot.
It is on Netflix, though.
It's probably brought it back because of this.
Oh, I know I could find it, but sometimes you want to see a movie, like you're not out looking for it. You're just flipping through, and you're like, oh, Shawshank Redemption's on. I'll watch a half hour of this, right? Like,
you bump into the great ones. You normally do.
Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville on Route 309. It's that time of year. Your dad and your grad give them the gift that they want, a great item from Mark's Jewelers online, mark-jewelers.com. Mike, have a good weekend, man.
You too, brother. We have the extra day, so we have a three-day weekend,
right? I will see you on Tuesday.
Yes, everybody out there this weekend, please, please, please
be safe.
Be safe. Please be safe.
Enjoy yourself. Be safe.
Yep.
Tiger Hood, thanks, brother. Great job today. Jack, enjoy yourself, man.
Like what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that threw me off there for a second. Yeah, I got it now.
Tiger Hood. Coming up next is Gilio's in tonight because he brought his black bean burgers into the studio.
Hey, Joe G.
All right, Joe G. Everybody have a great one. Have a great weekend. Talk to you next week. See you.
All right, guys. You know how much I've been loving my Athletic Greens, right? And I started taking AG1 because, quite frankly, I mean, the most activity I'm involved in right now is golfing. And with these old bones and muscles, you know, every once in a while, I hurt the next day. So the thing with AG1, it's allowed me to recover a lot quicker. That's like taking a super multivitamin. And we all take multivitamins every day. At least us older folks do. We do, because that's just what we have to do to make sure that we feel good. Now, here's what you need to do. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with this daily nutrition. Now, it's just one scoop in your water every day. That's all you need. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. Athletic Greens is lifestyle friendly. And this is for my man, Tyre. Now, whether you eat keto, paleo, or vegan. You like vegan, Ty? No, hell no. He's like, no vegan for me. Dairy-free or gluten-free, either one. And it contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything while still tasting good. It supports better sleep quality and recovery. I told you about that. How about the mental clarity and alertness? That's good for the show prep. Now, it's one thing with the best things. Athletic Greens uses the best of the best products based on the latest science and with constant product iterations and a third-party testing. Now, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Ike. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Ike to take on.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.